Creating value through management. Logistics management needs to be active rather than passive. Logistics management includes creating networks and putting systems into place that can be used to monitor and control the networks. Logistics requires management control to maintain operations at the desired service level and lowest total cost for human resources, equipment, and systems. Logistics managers may be well positioned in the organization, part of a business organizational leadership team or supply chain leadership team, with authority to make decisions to get things done. The individual in this role should have strong leadership ability and communication, collaboration, problem solving, planning, and organizational skills. They need to cultivate collaborative relationships with carriers and their drivers, agents and intermediaries, supply chain partners, and other internal managers and business process leaders. Given the global complexities of logistics, logistics managers need to add strategic value by developing an understanding of their customers' distribution needs, organizational functional interfaces, current logistics activities and channels, and sources of physical supply and distribution data. Externally, logistics professionals need to have an understanding of what physical supply and distribution strategies competitors are using and of any trends in the external environment. Due to the digital transformation, logistics professionals also need to develop or update their skill sets to include critical thinking, statistics, analytics, and how to navigate one or more types of logistics software. These skills will help logistics professionals determine the best ways to handle the increasing complexity of the logistics environment. With such a knowledge base, logistics professionals will be welcome and valued participants in corporate strategy setting. When it comes to adding value to operations and the business, logistics professionals should work to find ways to stay informed on new sourcing or distribution opportunities, changes or red flags in the logistics environment, and any methods that can improve system responsiveness, agility, and resilience. Logistics managers must empower their employees. Best practices for delegating or empowerment include clearly and explicitly explaining the desired end result, while also trusting the person to do the work independently, and then reviewing the results to hold the person accountable. When persons closest to the work help develop monitoring and controlling processes, it provides visibility and accountability so they can achieve positive results and identify opportunities to improve processes. This may involve selecting the appropriate metrics to promote desired behavior, setting performance targets with the participation of the persons being measured, and working with individuals to solve problems and improve performance. Logistics managers and their employees must continue to challenge the status quo and drive for improvement. With a knowledge of where the organization is at and where it should be heading, the logistics manager can then correct course proactively. Logistics professionals traditionally have specialized in certain areas of responsibility. Warehousing with further specialization for inward goods, bulk storage, order picking, materials handling, and so on. Transportation with further specialization for line haul, local delivery operations, mode and carrier evaluation and selection, routing and scheduling, and so on. Logistics information systems with specializations for inventory control, inventory location, order processing, customer management, budgeting, monitoring, and controlling, and so on. These roles will fall under different names and different job titles. Various management roles will exist to coordinate the efforts of specialists.